Kia ora, tēnā koutou. My name is Helen Swales and it's an absolute pleasure to be invited to speak on this particular round table and with the colleagues that have already preceded us. And what we bring to the table is from an NGO perspective, from business and professional women. And as an organisation, we cross a number of boundaries with regard to ethnicity, business from professional to the trades, right to everything in between. And we come from a perspective where advocacy is our main thrust or purpose of, and whilst we come with a polarised eye that we're looking at women and their families and the independence and the economic independence that gives, it also, when you unfold that or unpack it, it actually looks at the economy and how, and education and how they can, and when I reflect, and I can make a lot of assimilations with the previous speakers that have been here before me. So what I would like to do with New Zealand Initiative is, I don't know whether you're aware, but Eric didn't allude to it, but they've produced an amazing paper that they put out in March of this year, is what we know about school performances. And that's where we would like to start. And what we would like to do is, it looks at the schooling that we give out there, and we've always been a mind that where we let ourselves down is at the secondary education, not so much the tertiary, but the secondary education, where we are asking our young people to make decisions or career paths for themselves for the future, and yet they're ill-equipped to do that. But here we are making them, or demanding, that they should have this ability to have and plan the rest of their life. And yet, maybe that might have been a shoe that fitted 25, 30 years ago, where our parents stayed in a position for 20, 35 years. What we're finding now is that when you look and you unpack some of the statistics in the local economy of looking at how long people stay in employment and why do they move, and is it their passion or their interest? So when we look at stats like that, we also look at, and I'd like to make some references, because I was really heartened when I came and listened in the room next door, where I looked at AUT is looking at bringing webinars and live technology into the forum or the arena, where it is more related, where you bring that interreaction, that you're not looking at a person who we expect to know all and keep up with the industry expectations and standards, but we're actually inviting the industry leaders to participate in that conversation and moulding the people that we are putting out there. I think we need to move away from the model of, as an institution, we are creating jobs that fit in a defined box and we're releasing these people to what jobs? Sometimes the mismatch is just unbelievable. So, as an organisation, we pick that up and we, because we are quite diverse in what we do, referring to the previous speaker, we look at those people and we counsel those women that are on the border of poverty, that have to go out and work and look for work and have no choice of what it is that they've got. They are in the lowest of paid jobs. They want to upskill themselves because maybe their husband has been made redundant and has to move away. And they're not forced. But where do we, in that whole matrix of things, allow those women to upskill themselves to become economically independent? So there is a gap there that I would like you to look at. I'd also like to poke at MBE. They've taken away a lot of the funding that used to be out there for our employers, right, that could take on an apprenticeship or an apprentice across the whole lot of trades, or where they could upskill themselves as entrepreneurs in the business space and actually be able to get out of working in their business and start creating working on their business by actually employing people to come along. The other thing that I would like to do is too, when we unpack and we go and poke the government about either education or what's happening in the sphere of employment or child poverty, is that when we're looking for analytical data, it is not there, or it is hidden, as Eric has said. What a waste. We have all of this information and we work in silos. What we would like to see for the benefit of our people and as a country is to be able to bridge and network across those for the benefit of us as a country and where we're going forward. We're playing in a global arena and we're actually looking inwards and we're not promoting outwards. When we look at what they do overseas, which is what Carol put on the table when she was looking at the apprenticeships of what's happening in Switzerland and Germany and places like that, we fall down disgracefully. And yet when we go and speak in an international arena, which is what I'm quite comfortable doing at the United Nations, we stand there, we are respected. We know that New Zealand on an international forum, they look at us and say we do our research really well, we come from a concrete platform, and that our voice carries weight. But when we come home, we just disappear, we melt. There's no relation. So I have the opportunity to be able to have a voice on an international arena and go and speak in New York on a number of the issues, particularly that affect people in this country. And I would like to reinforce what my colleagues have said before. We need to make sure that we're looking at what the industry is. As a local government politician, they make me look at a 10-year plan every 3 years. It's crystal gazing. They want me to know how much affordable housing I can provide in my industry. They want me to look at any economic stimulus packages, but how do you get those digits, right, if you cannot have access to that information? And when you talk about a conversation around the table, don't be arrogant enough to think that you know what the person beside you wants. Put them and invite them at the table to participate in that conversation, because New Zealand is a changing face, and we need to make sure that we cater for the direction that New Zealand is going in. So I just want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak here. It was a little bit impromptu and off the cuff, but I look forward to fielding any questions. Thank you.